Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Police Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Hanukkah. Whatever you're celebrating, hope it's dope. You know, have fun. If you're celebrating it now, I hope it's dope. If you're about to, again, I hope it's dope. I know we enjoyed our Christmas. Did you enjoy yours? Huh? Did you remember the reason for the season, or do you think people don't even care at this point, man? It just seems like a non-religious holiday at this point. I got to be honest. That's just, look, I understand the reason for the season. I understand what the holiday is supposed to be all about, but it has been hijacked. So commercial. And we've been saying it for years, but man, it's so commercial. People who aren't even religious, people of other religions celebrate Christmas from a commercial standpoint. I mean, come on. Is it the only religious holiday that people look at and go, oh man, this looks fun. We want to do this. We won't do the main part. You know what? Christmas is like, it's kind of like P90X. All right, I'm not saying it's hard, but it's like people are like, I'm doing P90X, but I'm not doing the diet. The part that really matters, the diet. And I get it, some people don't need it, but that's why people are with Christmas. It's like, yeah, the gift, the tree, you know, all that stuff, the party, the cookies, but the Jesus, I'm good on that. I mean, it's really the only religious holiday that just anybody just celebrates. You know, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people do. I know Muslim people, Jewish people, they celebrate it, you know, without the Jesus. They're doing the P90X without the diet. Yeah, because you just don't see people just celebrating Hanukkah for fun or Eid or Ramadan. It's like nobody's fasting for months for fun. That's crazy. That's And that's like the second most holy holiday in Christianity. And I think the Easter. Now, if they can turn Easter into a totally commercial holiday, one, they would. And that would just be the ultimate American thing to do. And, on top of the day after Christmas, sitting in your warm car, listening to Christmas music, and trying to avoid eye contact with someone holding a sign asking for money. That is probably one of the most American things you can do. You know, after we gorged ourselves with food and gifts we don't need, then the next day just ignore. And in the season of giving and family and love and all that good stuff, and you just see a homeless dude the next day and you're just like, don't look at him. Jesus, man. But we had a good time, man. We enjoyed our holiday. I don't really like, a lot of people like to brag about the volunteer stuff or when they help people out, but I try not to, but we did volunteer for some time on Christmas Eve. We did Meals on Wheels. I think we did 7 or 8 houses, and we had a good time. It's a good bonding moment for us. And it's a great opportunity for Miles to see that helping others is a good thing. So I think in our quest to find our own family traditions, I think we found one in volunteering on Christmas Eve. So, yeah, it's I enjoyed it. It feels good. But that even feels weird to say. But it's nice to help out and give back a little bit. So we did that, and it was a good time for us as a family. You know, we got to bond. And speaking of traditions, I think we figured out yet another one. And I know people have done this for years, but now I think we're gonna adopt it because it's a good move. The Chinese food on Christmas Eve, you can't beat that move, man. You can't beat it because, you know, the next day you're going to be cooking and it's going to be a messy kitchen. And, yeah, it was great, man. You run in there, get the food. It was packed. I like that about the season, man. I really do. I love running to the store during the holidays and it's packed and you kind of act upset. But I don't know, man. I like it. I like going back to the store to get shit I forgot. I don't know why. It's just part of it for me, man. It's not as cool back like it is back home where it's like snow and you got to fight the elements and you got jackets and hoodies and gloves and boots and snow. That's kind of fun. Here it's just like, yeah, let me just throw on a hoodie and head out. But yeah. So he had the Chinese night before. He was super excited. And my wife came through for me. I didn't want to spend all night putting together his desk that he was getting for Christmas. So she was like, you know what? While we're down here making cookies and stuff, just spill it upstairs in our room. So that's what I did. You know, I grabbed that box. And while they were making cookies and listening to music, I would pop down, say what's up, make a couple laughs, and run back up here and put this desk together. Put that desk together. And let me tell you, the people who made that desk, God bless you, because they gave me as few parts to put together as possible. All I did was build the bottom of the frame for the desk, put the top on it, boom, the chair. Put that together. It's just the backrest, the seat part, and the legs. Bam, done. We got extra hardware. Took like an hour, maybe. I was anticipating like a 3-4 hour thing. I didn't have to mess with any of the hinges. I didn't have to build the drawers. All the stuff that they knew was kind of complex, it was already put together. All I had to do was put it on the frame. That's how you build some shit. We'll take care of the little nitinoid shit. Just put the big pieces together. That's what we need to do. Just put the big pieces together, man. All right? Make it easy for me. And I didn't have to redo anything. I didn't put the top on backwards. None of that. I didn't accidentally put the back on as the seat on as the back. I used all the right parts. I'm getting better at this. I'm getting better at this dad thing. Yeah, man, so, let me say this, too, before I move on. So, it'll come up. So, I put that together, you know, hide in the closet until it's time. Go back downstairs, we watch a little bit more TV. What did we watch that night? I thought we watched Christmas. No, that was on Christmas Day. I can't remember what we watched. I think it was a Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the new one. So we watched that and a little bit of Charlie Brown Christmas too, actually. And I was afraid he wasn't going to go to bed. But he went. There was a little bit of protest, but he went to bed and he was out in like 5 minutes. So I gave him a little time for it to set in, and this is when all the magic happened, man. I brought everything down. I got it all set up. Move tables, you know, we got the cookies all, so he had got the cookies all set up, you know, and it's just so much fun, man, just being the magic part of Christmas. It is. It's something that's just magical about it, man. Because I had a friend of mine, because I posted a picture of Miles on Christmas Day, of him on his Chromebook, because he got a Chromebook and a desk. That's all he really wanted. And I was just saying, hey, he had a great day. This is what it's all about. He's eating candy, eating snacks. He's laughing, playing video games. It's Christmas. And you know, and Santa brought him a Chromebook and a desk. And I had a good buddy of mine, like, man, fuck that. Don't be giving Santa Claus credit. You Daddy Claus. You let him know who bought the gifts. It's like, look, I get it, man. In this time of wokeness and people wanting credit and you know, recognizing everybody's trauma and journeys and whatever the fuck, you know, everybody's a goddamn hero now. I was like, dude, it's just like, I get it, but I don't need that from my son, man. I get more joy out of him believing in the magic of Christmas and Santa Claus than anything. I don't need him to know, like, hey, we got all this stuff. Santa Claus ain't real. That's a dick move. It's like you don't get any other satisfaction in your life. You got to ruin Christmas because you want credit as a grown ass man. You can't let this little kid have, you know, a few years to believe in some magic shit. They got a whole lifetime to hear the hard truth. All right? It's the kids. Let them enjoy it for 3 or 4 fucking years. That's all. That's the tops, you know? This, I think maybe next year might be his last year believing. It could be this year. Knowing Miles, he probably already know this shit ain't real and ain't saying nothing. But yeah, man, I just, to me, it's just, I don't know. It takes a, because I think a few years ago, I was kind of like starting to kind of believe that too, but I was like, no, man, I came to my senses and I go, I don't need credit for that. Why do I need that? And who needs that? Who needs that? It's fun for the kids. Let them have fun. You know? Everyone knows that you bought the gifts. Your wife knows. Your baby mama knows. And I think that's part of the reason why is because they're not showing you love and you feel unappreciated. That's why they get you fucking gifts. All right? Get yourself something. Let the kids have Santa Claus, you fucking maniac. Jesus. Let them know Daddy Claus, he the real Claus, ain't no white man. It's like, man, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. Can a kid have something? I don't know. But we had a great time. Made dinner. And, man. It's just, it's a magical time of year. But guess what? Now it's all over. Now it's back to normal. And I'm not a fan of New Year's, man. I do not like it. People say new beginnings. I say new letdowns and tragedy. That's the negative side of me, man. I don't know. It's just New Year's is a terrifying time of year, man. I'm not a fan of it. It scares me. And I know that's my anxiety talking, but it's always like, will I live to see 2021? That's my fear. Where will I be at this time next year? I just can't enjoy it. I really can't. But before, look, I was just thinking about family and you know, just all this stuff during the season, man. And I want to say, and I know this is kind of serious, but black people, man, we got to stop letting our older people raise our kids, man. We really do. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to the kids. One, your mom or your grandparents, they've already raised kids. And two, it's not fair to the kids because everything is changing constantly. All right? I know you love your parents. I know you love your grandparents. Yes, they're wise in their years, but it's a lot to raise a kid in modern times. It is. With the social media, the internet, all the stuff that's going on with society, you know, all these different movements. It's hard for people in their 30s to keep up. But you're expecting somebody in their 60s, 70s, and older to keep up with all this stuff? You're not setting your kid up for success by doing that, man. And older people, they have nothing but the best intentions for their grandkids or their, you know, their nieces and nephews and stuff. But if they're not up on all this stuff, you know, all the non-binary, the transgender stuff, the whole LGBT, they're not helping your kids out, man, if they're teaching them outdated stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that you just got to give in to every left-wing thing, but I'm just saying to at least give your kids a chance at being a successful person. You have to know how to navigate and speak and carry yourself in 2019. And when you're in your 60s and 70s, you're not up on a lot. Most people, they're not up on this stuff, especially in that demographic that's raising their kids, man. You're digging them into a hole deeper and deeper. You know, you should be going to your older family member for just like sage advice. They shouldn't be raising your kid. You know, your grandparents are for spoiling and for just whenever your kids are like, my mom and dad don't know what they're talking about. They're supposed to give like that timeless wisdom. And I'm not saying that older people just absolutely cannot raise kids at all. I'm just saying it should be someone who's more in tune with what's going on in the world today. That's all I'm saying. And it's just not fair to someone who's worked their whole life, their whole life, and why am I saying live like that? They worked their entire life, and they're retired, and you're like, oh, they don't have shit to do. They're at home all day. They can do this and that with my kid. It's like, that's not fair to them, man. It's really not. I know it's a weird turn to take in this podcast, but I just really feel like I had to say that. If you can help it, just try to be responsible, man, and raise your own kids, you know? I don't know. And I get it. Things happen. Tragedy strikes. Things happen, and sometimes people have to raise your kids. Things could happen to you, or I get that, but it's just almost like contingency plan, I guess, a fallback plan. It's like a plan B, but a plan A. It's just like, my mom or my grandmother can do that. It's just like, that's not cool. I'm not a fan. Not a fan of that. Again, not helping the kid or the person raising that, trying to raise that kid in such a, but outdated methods. So I'm saying, man, there was something new. Oh shit, dude. Say what you want about Kevin Hart. I always know that dude work hard, but I'm watching this docu-series on fucking Netflix about him right now. This dude's lifestyle is insane. I mean, he is constantly working. Look, I don't need the fame or the money. I want to be a respected comic working dope clubs. And yeah, I do want to make a good amount of money, but I don't need to be like that. That shit is insane, but this dude is constantly moving. And it's just so funny to me, man. Just even at my level, just the amount of entitlement. Oh, I should be getting this. How come they don't have any of these type of people on the show? I should be getting this. How come I'm not featuring or I'm not headlining this club? I ain't doing. It's just like, are you really working hard? This is Kevin Hart. This dude is one of the most highest grossing comics in the world, and he's still working his ass off. And you got people been doing comedy for 3-4 years, and they feel like they're owed some shit from their local club or some local showcase they think is dope, or someone should be letting them on their podcast because, or they should be closing out this show. It's like, man, shut the fuck up and just work harder, because no one really cares, and there's always people working harder than you. You know, you think, oh, I'm black. I should get this show. I should be on this show. Oh, where are the women at on this show? This ain't cool, man. Hey, there's no gay comics on the show. What about me? It's just like, but are you working, though? It's like, I get it. You want to be represented on the show, but are you worthy of the representation? You know, we're so quick to always like, oh, this guy's mediocre. Maybe you're not even mediocre. Maybe that mediocre person is better than you are. I don't know, man. It's just, when I see shit like that, it makes me want to work harder, man. And it makes you realize how much people really just complain about shit and they're not working. This dude's a fucking workhorse. You just got to be undeniable. You just got to work hard. Like that quote, everybody wants to be famous and rich and all this, but no one wants to work. I don't even want the fame. I don't want it. I don't need it. I just want to be dope. I want to be a respected comic. I want to have a comfortable life. I don't need Lamborghinis, Ferrari. I don't need any of that shit. I need stage time. I want to be able to walk. That's my goal. I want to be able to go to any club in the country and be able to go on. That's dope. I want to go on at the Cellar. That's it, man. I want to be respected. I want to make dope stuff. That's it. I don't need cameras in my face. I don't need followers. I don't need that shit, man. Because in the long run, that means nothing. It means nothing, man. I want to be a dope comic that's respected. And I think I've said that enough. But sorry, this was a weird episode. With it being Christmas, you would think it would be way happier, but we had a great time. He got the desk, the Chromebook. I got a nice jacket from them. A lot of cool little stocking stuffers. She got some workout stuff, PJs, picture frame. Keeping it simple, man. We don't need all this extra shit. We really don't. One goal for me in 2020 is to get rid of everything I don't need. Clothes, any items. I don't even know what to, just stuff. If it's something I don't need, I'm fucking getting rid of it in 2020, man. I just want the stuff that I need. That's it. But sorry it got weird. There's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. @ Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Peace. See you next week.